So the headline is LLMs like GPT co-judge morality like a Westerner even when asked to role-play someone from Nigeria or Morocco.
Headline is cute, but the paper's methodology is a Frankenstein of internet priors and prompt roleplay. They asked three closed models to roleplay 48 countries on a six foundation moral survey and then compared to 90000 real humans. You're taking a survey designed in English, running it through a handful of English prompts, and calling that global moral calibration. It's not measurement, it's theater.
Okay, fine, but theater that 60% of the planet's APIs will ship today and get used by people who don't know and care that their moral compass is coded in a Palo Alto lab.
That's the bit I actually care about. The paper is upfront about the unknowns, near models, non-English training, whether this leaks outside survey prompts. They're not claiming victory, they're waving a yellow flag. Meanwhile, your average SaaS agent is already drafting compliance emails for a German client and a Nigerian one in the same afternoon.
Right, so if the model's moral priors are skewed Western, those email drafts could carry the wrong emotional load. You violated Team Harmony, lands fine in Tokyo. In Lagos, it sounds tone-deaf because loyalty sits higher in the stack.
I see. But the paper doesn't show that in the wild, just in a survey. Translation, we don't know if the bias leaks into production workflows.
Exactly, and they say that explicitly. The real risk is when AI sits in mediation, therapy, or education where moral framing is the product, not the footnote.
I get the anxiety, but the proposed fix sounds like train on more data plus guardrail that's still undefined. That's not a ship plan, it's a research agenda.
Or it's a product spec, ship agentic tools with a built-in moral profiles slider. Turn the dial to collectivist loyalty priority for a Nigerian market, dial it back to individual rights for a German one. The guardrail is customer configurable norms.
So you're putting a moral PREF pane in the UI?
Yeah, in the settings sheet next to language and time zone. If the model's priors are Western by default, let the user correct the profile. It's not perfect, but it beats shipping blind bias as neutral.
I mean, that's technically trivial, literally a slider, but culturally fraught. Who decides the eight moral profiles? Who audits them? Suddenly, the Western bias moves from algorithmic to editorial.
So we're back to your original point. This is a governance problem, not a training data problem. The paper flags the issue. Our job is to turn moral stereotyping into a measurable QA gate before it ships.
I hear you. Still, I'd put 50-50 on whether the average product team even runs the moral calibration loop before they roll the feature.
Oh, come on. Every startup that scales past 20 users already has a locale picker. This slider is the same surface, just with a moral label.
Fine. But if the slider defaults to Western individual and the Nigerian user never touches it, we're right back where we started.
Then the default is the bug, and someone in product needs to feel that pain. Moral calibration can't be a hidden dev flag, it's a UX spec.
All right. What we do know is the paper's framing. Moral stereotyping is real, the magnitude is unknown, and the fix is structural guardrails plus governance, not bigger models.
Which, happily, is infrastructure territory, boring, unsexy, the kind of thing that wins when the product ships and nobody notices the moral edge case.
Until the edge case becomes headline.
Exactly. So if you're shipping generative tools across cultures, start logging moral profile mismatches. That's Build Next, a micro benchmark you can run in CI to catch the Western prioritized answers before they reach users.